Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women will be back with more stories.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, ni hao. In India, namaste. In Japan, konnichiwa. In Korea, annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you for joining me this morning. My name is Viata, and I'm your host for Health and Well-Being with Viata on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. And I had such a beautiful week I'm going to be sharing with you this morning. I spent time with my grandchildren yesterday for over 4 or 5 or 6 hours. I lost track. It was so much fun. We were at the YMCA swimming, and these beautiful souls just remind me how blessed I am. And one of the things I was intentionally doing was removing all junk food because they get a lot of that from their parents. So I'm the grandmother, and I'm not going to be giving them any junk. So from the time they woke up till the time dinner came when they had pizza, Daddy bought them pizza because they did a fabulous job in the pool all day. No junk food. They were the most pleasant people on the planet because they didn't have any junk food in their bodies. That's what I attribute it to. And we're going to learn more about how that food affects children today. But I usually start my morning with meditation books like this one. It's called Meditations from the Mat by Rolf Gates. And this morning, I just thought I have to share with you something I read in this book that was just going to really flow with our show today. And the quote is from Lao Tzu. Let me take my glasses off because I'm nearsighted. Lao Tzu says, we shape the clay into a pot, but it is the emptiness inside that holds whatever we want. And that's a man named Lao Tzu. Let me read that again. We shape the clay into a pot, but it is the emptiness inside that holds whatever we want. And there's a long paragraph after that, but I just want to read a few lines from this paragraph. Aparigraha, or non-hoarding, is the art of appreciating emptiness in one's life. But before we can learn to appreciate emptiness, we must first learn to let go. And it ends with a party graha reminds us to always let go and never hold on. This letting go is the cultivation of emptiness in our lives. Into this emptiness, grace will come. Oh, I love that. Grace will come. So when we fast, for instance, when we stop eating, grace comes. And grace comes in the way of healing whatever it is we need healing. When we empty the vessel from food and negative emotions, then grace comes in and fills us with joy and love and laughter and so much more. So I just wanted to put that in your minds as we go throughout our show today, that letting this vessel rest from junk food and chemicals, overeating, grace comes in, aparigraha, when we let go of the things that really don't serve us. Certain types of nutrition, food serve us because this is a sacred temple. And when we let go of those things that don't serve us, grace. Ah, just love that. So let us do some exercise movement of this body, which I promote every Friday on this channel, because this is a vessel of power. This is a vessel of love, peace, and joy. And this vessel, this machinery loves to move. The more you move it, the better it performs for you. And then we have a break on movement, of course. But let us get busy rolling some joints and activating the synovial fluid in these joints. That's what we do when we roll these joints. It activates fluid. It's like the grace fluid. I like to think of it that way after reading about aparigraha. The grace fluid comes in and activates all these joints and soothes the joints. It means you're going to have less pain, less discomfort. When we exercise these joints, move, roll these joints, we'll have less discomfort in our day. So if you're new to Health and Wellbeing with Yada, we start this show every Friday morning with joint rolling. And if you're not on Facebook, you can't see me, but you can certainly hear me in Blog Talk Studio. So I'll describe for you our joint rolling. We start off with our neck rolling, rolling our neck around a few times each direction. And then we go to our shoulders while we're sitting up, rolling our shoulders back and forward each time. And then we're going to get on our backs and kick those legs up and roll our wrist joints and our ankle joints. And then we go to our knee joints. And then we roll our leg around to get the whole leg around to get the hip joints lubricated. It's all about lubrication and love. Lubrication and love, L&L. That's what we're doing every Friday morning, lubricating and love. And I do this every morning. I don't get out of bed until I kick my legs up and roll my joints. And I have the best days usually because I start out my day rolling joints, lubricating and loving my body. I have very little pain throughout the day, very little stiffness, no aches and no sudden, my joint hurts, this hurts. No, because starting the day by loving and lubricating, that's what we're going to call it, loving and lubricating this body is the best way, in my opinion, to show your body some love and to give it the excess. So we're going to do this all to the sounds of blackness called Time for Healing. First the neck roll, then the shoulders, and then we kick our leg. We get on our back, kick our legs up, and do our ankle, wrist, and elbows, and knees, and hips. All right, let's get busy.
Time for healing. sisters, sisters and brothers, yeah.
Healing through our
hearts.
side. Rock to one side and push up. Come up, everybody. Come up, sitting up. And let's rub our hands together one more time. And let's give the vagus nerve in the back of the neck. Place those hands in the back of the neck. Squeeze and release. Squeeze and release. Breathe in. Squeezing and releasing. Squeezing and releasing. Breathe in, breathe in. Breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. And give your arms a good pat down underneath the arms. Pat down the arms. Love, love, love pats. Pat around the breast, under the breast. Hold on to the breast. Give those breasts some love. They need love. And then let's pat around your navel. That's your microbiome community. Reverse that in each direction. Give your kidneys some love back there. Pat on those kidneys. Adrenal glands, they work hard for us. They work hard for us. And give that gluteus maximus some love. Pat, pat, pat. And I think we are ready now. We're going to go back to the studio and get busy with soul food versus conscious food eating. All right, hair out of place there. All right, thank you for joining me this morning. We've got a lot of information to share with you this morning, so I appreciate your being here, because knowledge is power, and when we use that knowledge, it's even more powerful. So thank you for being here. I want to start out by saying this morning, our executive producer, Naima Latif, is doing live at 5:55. She brings some powerful spiritual messages on her Facebook channel. So join her on every morning. She's starting 5:55. And she talked this morning about life force divine energy, how we connect to each other because of the spirit within. I had a really interesting conversation, not a conversation, but I asked a surgeon recently. I was visiting someone in the hospital, and I was talking to a surgeon about what do they see when they open up a human vessel. What do they see? I asked her. I asked her, do you see any spiritual messages or spiritual activity going on? And all she said was energy. She said, I see energy, and it's all different depending on the individual. It's all different energy that she sees when she opens up a human vessel. Wow. I was so grateful to hear that from someone who is trained to cut open human bodies and correct or fix and repair. And her response was energy, basically. So it went in perfect alignment with Naima's message. Life force, divine energy is what we're dealing with every day. And so our topic today on soul food and conscious food and mindful eating is what we're going to talk about today. And I welcome your participation this morning. And I'm going to start out with something about gumbo. I was raised by a mother who was married to a man who was raised in New Orleans. And I actually live on a street that Natchez Trace, which is part of the South, Natchez Trace, Mississippi, I believe. And then there's a street called New Orleans and Baton Rouge. These are all Louisiana cities. And I'm living on this street now. Or in this community, this neighborhood that I live on is South. South names on the street, New Orleans. So I saw this really interesting video I want to share with you about gumbo. It's a fun video about Southern food, Southern cooking, and soul food. And soul food is our topic today. And I thought this is a pro perspective on soul food this morning, the culture and the the energy and all that goes into gumbo. Ah, I love gumbo. I grew up with gumbo. But it's a lot of stuff in there that is tasty, 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 but maybe not so healthy. So that's where we're going. First thing, I want to share this. It's actually a long video, but I'm going to go ahead and share it. And it's about the gumbo queen and cocaine donuts. I'm not going to share the whole thing, but I want you to hear the rhythm, the energy, and the energy especially behind this particular culture and food. So here we go. I'm going to show you, actually share the screen with the video, actually.
Yeah, that looks
wow,
great.
That is beautiful.
You ever break your tooth on a teflon?
Hell no, I ain't got no teeth. Uh-uh. I mean, I hit my purse. Like I said, New Orleans Creole filet gumbo have ham, shrimp, smoked sausage, and chicken.
Are you the gumbo queen? Is this
yes,
so?
I am.
Absolutely. It's seeing me. Our U.S. Deep South food tour started with a bang. Unearthing the most unique Cajun cuisine in Louisiana.
How do you know if it's done?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hear me, brother.
Now we're headed to Louisiana's epicenter of yum. New Orleans.
People that stay in the French Quarter are missing out on the wealth of different cultures that have come together in New Orleans. The stories behind the people, the language, the accents, all of that comes through in food.
Food around here, it isn't French, it isn't African, it isn't German. It's Creole, and it's dang good, too.
This is the key to making it have that Creole filet taste.
It looks incredible. It looks really good.
It probably is.
A blend of cultural influences combined with local resources forming some of the most unique food you will ever try.
What am I supposed to do with this?
My mission today, experience the heart of Creole cooking in New Orleans.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord. Does this have gluten?
So prepare to get jacked. We're taking on Louisiana's best in the Big Easy. Yeah. Welcome to Cafe Dumont. It doesn't look like a cafe exactly. The original Cafe Dumont was established in 1862. Now they've got 8 locations, including this food truck, pumping out New Orleans' famous deep-fried, finger-burning beignets.
What's special about the food truck?
We thought of the idea whenever people were calling for some private events and weddings so that we could be just on-the-go beignets.
I would like to make it part of my ceremony, if it's me.
I'm told this should be your first stop in New Orleans if you want to get your hands on the city's best beignets. But what is a beignet?
It's a French pastry with a hollow on the inside, crunchy on the outside, with a little bit of powdered sugar on top.
Is it stuffed with the essence of New Orleans?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, yeah.
They've got this simple recipe down to an art form. Flatten the dough, made from a mix of flour, baking powder, kosher salt, eggs, granulated sugar, melted butter, and vanilla extract. Cut it into squares and deep fry it in hot.
$1,200. $5,000, and this one is $3,000. Every single month, I get paid by Audible.
If you don't know what Audible is, it's actually owned by Amazon, which is one of the biggest marketplaces in the world. But instead, Audible is where you...
Hot oil. Once it turns golden brown, drain it and dust it with a mountain of powdered sugar.
How many of these is getting you pulling out in a day?
For the food truck, we bring about 6 doughs a day, and each bus pan of dough makes about 200 orders of beignets.
Why are you giving me a SAT math problem?
Okay,
6 times 200, so
1,200
a day?
1,200, I guess it's a rough estimate.
Okay, cool. Now, normally, people don't eat in the food truck, but I thought it would look really cool cool, right? So here we go. It's super hot. It looks big, but it's hollow inside. But honestly, it's heavy as well. Oh, and it's burning my hands a little bit. Wow, it really, the texture, kind of like a donut, which might not surprise you. Oh, it's hot.
Oh, my God. Why is there in pain?
It looks like, who's a drug lord? Who's something with cocaine? Looks like Scarface. Something with Scarface and cocaine. You guys make your own punchline. There's the, there's all the elements. You figure it out. Oh God, it's just cascading. You can't even keep the sugar on there. It wants to leave. It's flowing down like an avalanche. Big part of this, you cannot exhale while biting because all the sugar will go everywhere. Don't breathe. Super dense, heavy, kind of doughy. You can see the hollow sections inside and then just a super sweet, fluffy powdered sugar on top. Oh, does this have gluten?
Yeah, it's not gluten-free.
Oh,
Joey's Haze is one of those places. There's lots of locals, lots of regulars. It explores a little bit of another adaptation of Creole that is a little bit different than what people expect when they come to New Orleans usually.
Like the people of New Orleans, Creole food is a blend of cultures, including Italian, Spanish, African, German, Caribbean, Native American, and Portuguese. The result, a distinct culinary identity, an identity captured here on the menu at Joey K's.
I'm in the kitchen with Jay. Thank you for joining me today.
Yes, sir.
Did you volunteer or you have to because you're an employee here? You're forced to? You have no choice?
Forced.
Okay, great.
Today, Jay is showing me how Joey K's makes an eggplant Napoleon.
Now, you might be thinking, eggplant? It's a vegetable. Why do I care about vegetables? Because we fried the out of it, right?
Yes.
It hardly even looks like a vegetable anymore. How would you generally describe the food here?
Comfort food. Super makes it real.
Yeah, okay, I like that. This is like your girlfriend breaks up with you, you thought everything was going fine, and she's like, I just saw you as a friend the whole time. Then you come here and you eat your emotions, right?
Because she's not cooking for you.
It's, yeah, well, that's true.
See this eggplant? It's way too raw and healthy looking. We need to toss it in some flour, batter, Italian breadcrumbs, and deep fry until it's cooked through.
Right now, we're going to take these eggplant and start building a tower with stack shrimp in between each layer, building our tower.
That looks incredible.
Now to bring it all together, the crawfish sauce. Start with heavy whipping cream, add in New Orleans crab boil, and that Joey K seasoning. Once this reduces down, the best part, a pile of crawfish tails.
I went crawfishing yesterday.
Nice, huh? You like it?
It's It's great.
Oh, wow.
That looks incredible. You know a seasoned restaurant when the skillets are just, you beat the shit out of them.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people have been fed out of this skillet.
Yes.
Now, here's what I've noticed and what I really like about food so far in the South, and I hope this is a pattern that repeats itself across every other place we go to, is like they do vegetables, but, you know, they fry it up a bit. They do something extra to it to make it extra palatable. What I learned in etiquette class as a child is always work your way from left to right and start with the balls.
Remember beignets?
Oh, my God. Pleasure and pain.
Well, these are savory beignet balls, fried flour and cornmeal, stuffed with corn and crab meat, but still topped with powdered sugar.
I'm going to put it in this sauce. Oh, that's nice. It's a little gooey and doughy on the inside. Nice tangy sauce. It's like a hush puppy, but good. I'm sorry, hush puppies are super overrated.
Next, red beans and rice, a dish most popular on Mondays.
But why is it a Monday dish? Can you tell me a little bit more about the history? Do you know?
I can tell you about my history. For
yeah.
That's
perfect.
How my grandmother did on Monday.
Really?
Yes. We started the week off after, like, you know, grandma to cook a good Sunday dinner on Sundays after church and stuff, but we always start off Monday with some red beans.
Here at Joey K's, there are real bits of sausage in the bean sauce and a full split sausage on top to fulfill your meaty desires.
Mmm. That's good. All that delicious fatty smokiness from the sausage is breaking off and permeating this bean gravy. Well, what about this?
Oh my God, that's incredible.
Boom. Signature dish right here. We've got gravy. We've got shrimpies. I'm going to start with the shrimp. Oh, that's like a seafoody explosion. Yeah, and the eggplant kind of brings it home, gives it some balance. Here, that's a crawfish tail. So somebody patiently for hours is painstakingly taking the meat out of each little crawfish tail. Mm, so much seafood, so creamy, so thick, so rich. It's the taste of New Orleans.
Okay, we are going to move on to our commercials.
Sign up for HelloFresh to order your Minions Pizza Kit and get two free movie tickets for Minions The Rise of Gru only in theaters. Plus, get 16 free
That preparation of the food. Oh, my goodness. That is the pro side of, that's the pro side of soul food. It's the culture, it's the smell, it's the comfort, it's the drug sense of cocaine donuts. Did you get the, could you feel the cocaine donuts? I hope you could see the video too, because just watching the preparation, that's the pro side of soul food. Is it, there's a lot of fun, and someone texted me, I think Kwame, Kwame texted me about the West African influence of gumbo. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Kwame. That food, a lot of it comes from Africa, the culture of Africa. I don't know if they prepared it the same way, especially the powdered sugar and all that. No. But the red beans and rice, I grew up with red beans and rice. My dad was from New Orleans, as I said. So all those foods we just watched, the gumbo, all of it was done in his youth. And he grew up poor. But they knew how to put together a healthy soup called gumbo. I didn't know how healthy it is today, but lots of, if they had the meat, it was in there. If they had the okra, and then there was rice. Rice was a big staple for children growing up in the South, Louisiana. And sometimes they had some gumbo, sometimes they didn't. I imagine many days it was just rice. So we're going to go to a commercial break. And I hope you enjoyed that cultural beauty of soul food. And that's the pro side. We're going to get into more of that reality of what it does to the body and how addictive it is. We all know sugar is addictive. So you can see that dish they made with the powdered sugar. He called it cocaine something or other. That's exactly what we have been dealing with over the years. Of eating that type of food is developing an addiction to it. Ah, love the culture, love the fun aspect of it, the preparation and all that. But there is a con side, the pro we just saw. So we want to go to a break, breathe in fresh air, and just have the soul food in your memory as we go on to more mindful eating education. For now, though, let us go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll take your calls, and let's talk about soul food today and conscious eating, mindful eating. That's what it's all about today, is a mindful eating. We'll be right back after these words.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
History behind it, and I was getting texts from my brother about okra and all the history behind southern cooking, like gumbo, and I don't know what those cocaine things were, those sugar treats were, but yeah, cocaine. So the fun side, the pro side of soul food is it's so beautiful, the culture behind it, the history behind it. It's just rich in culture. And then they add all these things to the food, the simple food. They take out the simplicity of the okra. I eat okra raw now. I can eat it raw. And it just does more for my body than having it in a soup with all those meats and things. But we're looking at both sides of this today because there is a good side to soul food. There's a positive side. There's an energy side to it. The energy of soul food is all about culture and family and fun. So if we can think about that, but then there's also another side to it, like the cocaine stuff. Oh my goodness. So we're here today to balance all that, give you the pros, cons, the consciousness of it, of today that we so need. We're raising our consciousness. And the reality also is that soul food is plantation food. Much of it was plantation food because we didn't know our ancestors. Didn't know any better. They didn't have any better. They used what they had, the collard greens and all that, the chickens, whatever they was available, that's what they ate. Now we do have choices. So let's go to our phones and hear from you. We want to hear from you today. 515-605-9325 is the number. Call in and share your thoughts about soul food, mindful eating, and all of that stuff. We want to bring balance to all of that today so that we can move forward in 2022. Can you believe this? The year is half over. So we want the next 6 months to be just full of life and love and truth and energy. So let me go to the phone, 773-960. Your mic is open. Welcome.
Good morning. This is Kufi James. I've evolved to Cherokee James.
Cherokee James on the line. All right, Cherokee James. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm good. Representing my ancestors here in America. I feel really good. I evolved back to my ancient roots, which is before so-called slavery, indigenous servitude, way before then.
So you're giving up the fried chicken? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of that came from the plantation diet.
Of course.
That we've obtained.
Yes.
You know, chitlins and all that. but this is the issue that I've been trying to... And I've done a good job because now people are realizing is that we never came from Africa. They didn't bring no mandingles over here on chains to cook for Massa in his kitchen and live in his basement and pick cotton. That's ridiculous. Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? You're going to bring a warrior on chains to cook for you.
Well,
and drive
but
here's what
I've learned is that I agree with you that not all dark-skinned people in this country, on this on Turtle Island, not all dark-skinned people came from Africa. Many of them are Native Americans. They were here. The land was stolen from them. But what I do believe, and I think you agree with what the ones that did come from Africa, they were not kidnapped, but they were sold by the tribal leaders to slave traders.
That never happened. We were indigenous people here, kings and queens and pharaohs, minding our own business. Malcolm X says Plymouth Rock landed on us. They gave us a job after taking our land to work and pick cotton, sugar cane.
So where did the dark-skinned people come from?
We were already here. We were Olmecs, Mayans, and Aztecs. Some people here in this particular continental drift. The whole world used to be together called Pangaea. It broke up. That's why we look similar to people in Africa or Australia. We were on the plantation working at McDonald's, okay? And then all of a sudden they say, oh, he's a good, we flip burgers really good. I like him. Then you steal a hamburger. Oh, you gotta go to jail now. Then they start breeding us on the plantation, and we became chattel property. That's when we took their names, and then they start owning us. And then Abraham Lincoln said, "This is not business. This is immoral." And he sent the Freemans down from the executive order number 15 to remove us off the plantations with wagons. Half the people left, some stayed, because we were under mental control. Well, they taught us that we were nothing. So if you understand that now, that put you here on this continent. I've connected with all my ancestors here from Mississippi, North Carolina, Texas, and now I can realize who I am, who we really are here on this particular continent and the foods that we ate. And now I'm just a natural person. I know not to eat the hogs and the pigs and stuff like that. If you look at a cat, when a cat or a dog gets sick, it naturally goes outside to eat grass. So the problem is, look, I'm not a violent person. You know why? Because I'm indigenous here in America. If you think you're from Africa and brought on chains, you are a violent creature here in America. You are violent. Mm-hmm. You'll walk around mad. You'll walk around mad as hell, violent, thinking you were stolen, and that never happened. The people who I connect with, or where I work with a Cherokee Nation. We all are peaceful people.
All right.
You see? And so the soup that my mother and my grandmother made from our backyard garden with the herbs in it and spices, it wasn't the food. The food was good. It was the juices that was good. They extract all the nutrients out those. You know, I'm making some right now, ironically. they extract all those juices out, the nutrients out those vegetables. And it healed us because it was liquid. It was a liquid energy. We have a liquid system.
Yes. Well, listen, Kwame. Thank you, Kwame. We need to hear.
No, it's not Kwame. It's not Kwame. This is Kofi.
I'm looking at Kwame's number is coming up.
You're right about it. Louisiana was taken by the French.
Yes.
Okay, that's why people down there speak gully.
And we have Creole food.
French.
We have Creole food, too.
Yeah. And
let me open up Kwame's number because he has his hand raised. But thank you, Kofi. I love that history. It's a good reminder that what we've been taught is not exactly true. That you can agree or disagree with some people, but we need to hear more of what Kofi has just said, because we've been brainwashed in elementary school, in the public school systems in the United States, totally brainwashed children to be compliant, believe a certain way. And now we're hearing things like what Kofi is sharing, and people go, oh, wow, my goodness, how could that be true? Well, yeah, it could be true. So Kwame, are you in Kofi Kwame? Kwame is on your phone. Your line is open. Kwame, welcome. Kwame Sunhorse.
Grand Rising.
Sunhorse, your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead. Thank you.
Grand Rising and
Grand Rising.
Brother Kofi. Brother Kofi, I asked him to look up the last Confederate general to surrender in the Civil War was named Stan Waite, W-A-I-T-E. Look him up. Anyway, the part of what we're hearing is the alignment that's coming with, you're talking about feeding the spirit, or the, I mean, feeding the body. But what we're having is Sirius and the sun rise this new day together, and they will be in alignment for this month of July leading into the Lion's Gate. And Sirius is the spirit sun that helps to feed the soul of the beings on planet Earth. It comes around every year, and this is an alignment. And I was sharing that with you. And the part for us in looking at this, and that was an excellent, you know, that, excuse me, clip that you played, because it began with 1862. And the part that we have to understand, Louisiana was part of the Louisiana Purchase. And that was because the French had lost the war. And anyway, but the culture of the people and came, gumbo comes out of West Africa. But what we had was the women brought the seeds braided into their hair, the okra, the collard greens, the different seeds that they ate from the land. They brought them with them and began to grow these crops here that you use to continue the diet of the land that they the plant relatives that they used to eat from the land that they were stolen from. And yes, there was a great Pangea, and the continental divide happened, but there was also a captive and a use of people, because Jefferson's, Sally Henning's brother was Jefferson. He was the one who created mac and cheese. He was the chef for Thomas Jefferson. Hercules was the chef and the caretaker for George Washington. We knew how to create the necessary nutrients, the nutritional diet, to keep our bodies in balance with Mother Earth and the alignments that happens with the astrological alignments in our galaxy and in our solar system. So what we're doing is looking at how do we ingest the necessary nutrients, but we also know how do we ingest the necessary consciousness that comes from above, that feeds the planet and feeds everything. Just every tree, every plant knows how to grow itself from its seed. We have to begin to come back and get in order and how to grow ourselves from the necessary seeds and not the seedless food that we've been programmed to take in and ingest into our bodies to create the seedless and some of the difficulties that the body has by putting in GMOs, and that's genetically modified organisms. But what we have to go back to is going back to the original GMO, which is God made originals. He
right.
made all of the things that come out of the earth, from the earth, is what we're needing, and we need to balance with our mother. And these are the challenges that we are having. Yes, we have a thing about what we take in, the cocaine powdered pastries that they created, And that shows you right there that they've taken and word sounds and telling you that it's a cocaine. Automatically, that puts you into the mind of drugs. But, you know, that art that was done by those ones who were able to create that cuisine was very much needed at time, because that helped to show who they were as being great people. So I thank you for a very interesting show to start this. Today is Mama AZ's Earth Day too, July 1st. And
yeah,
so
Mama,
I send her,
you, Mama AZ.
Send Mama AZ, you know, her solar return and thank her for being part of the family. You know,
yeah.
She hears this. So,
yeah,
you know, I thank you for the show.
Yeah, she's in the studio. Thank you, Brother Kwame. It's so beautiful to hear these facts about where we've been and how we got here. And even what Kufi says, it rings true to me that there's so much misinformation out there. And here, right before we go to the break, here's some 10 facts you didn't know about soul food that I think we all should know. As we go into the next hour, we're going to really be looking at the areas that why we don't need soul food anymore as it has been presented to us all these years. But then there's a really good clip I want to play by the Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan. He's really strong about the need to leave soul food alone. But then there's one also I'm going to share with you about mindful eating, how it affects our children. The difference, this woman has a testimony about the difference she saw when they took junk food out of children. But here's just some 10 facts you didn't know about soul food. I'm going to play for you. Let's see. We're going to share this. I want you to see this woman's face. Now that I know how to share these things, I want everybody to see the faces of the people I'm sharing with you. Okay, here we go.
Living outside of your home country makes you start really thinking about your heritage, and lately I've been doing a lot of research. So I figured I'd bring you 10 facts about soul food you probably didn't know. Let's start by figuring out what the heck is soul food to begin with, since it can be hard to determine the difference between soul food and southern food. In the 1969 Soul Food Cookbook, Bob Jeffries summed it up pretty well by saying, while all soul food is southern food, not all southern food is soul food. So, soul food is a niche from American southern cooking. Speaking of 1969, did you know that soul food didn't even exist before the 60s? With the rise of the civil rights and black nationalism movement, many African Americans wanted to establish their cultural legacy. So, terms like soul music made way for terms like soul food to describe the way their ancestors have been cooking for generations. Now, if you think soul food came from a tradition of eating hog mugs and piles of fried chicken, then you better think again. Because for thousands of years, traditional West African cuisine was predominantly vegetarian.
What?
Big portions of meat were only for special occasions, which actually makes a lot of sense when you consider you'd have to run down the chicken, drain the chicken, pluck the chicken, bread the chicken, and then fry the chicken just to get to dinner. The transatlantic slave trade brought many foods to America from both Africa and Europe. Things like rice and okra are from West Africa, while things like cabbage are from Portugal. Speaking of Portugal, did you know the largest population of African heritage outside of Africa is Brazil? And Brazil was a colony from Portugal? Shall I do that? Depending on who you ask, as little as 4% of all African slaves went to North America. So the struggle was real far beyond U.S. borders. All right, let's get back to the food. Let's start with collard greens. Collard greens have been eaten for over 2,000 years, with evidence showing that even ancient Greeks ate them. Like, what didn't the Greeks get down with, right? Collard greens are typically boiled down in salted water with a piece of smoked meat. It's a soul food classic, a must-see. And you know that scrumptious broth that's left over and in the bottom of the pot? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Well, that's called pot liquor. Pot liquor is the liquid left over after boiling a pot of greens. It contains a lot of vitamins. Most importantly, it contains a lot of vitamin K, which helps to prevent blood clotting. So, next time you have that pot of greens, maybe you should concentrate on drinking that pot liquor instead of picking on that ham hock, huh? Black-eyed peas are eaten all over the world, but in the southern U.S., they are thought to bring good luck when they are eaten on New Year's Day. In the time of racial segregation, the name Chitlin Circuit was given to the string of performance venues where it was acceptable for African Americans to perform. The name derived from the soul food dish, chitterlings, which is slow-cooked pig intestines. A good bowl of chitlins can make you think anything is possible in a culinary sense. If you're all of a sudden feeling like Superman, you probably got a bad batch. Not good. It takes a lot of love to make something like that taste good, which brings me to the term slow food. Soul food is the epitome of slow food because everything takes so damn long to cook. Patience is a key element in soul cooking. It takes a lot of time and creativity to make these dishes come to life. Something I think a lot of cultures can identify with. So what's soul cooking to you? Check out AmeriCulinarisca.com for a resource list to learn more about the history of soul food and more.
All right. That was so interesting to me. I love that woman's expression and joy and laughter about soul food facts. All right, so what the most important thing you take away from that is drink the pot liquor from collard greens that has vitamin K that prevents blood clots. I've had so many things brought to my attention about blood clots, people on medicine for blood clot, against blood clots. I'm going to share this with my friends. Sister who has had all kinds of problems with blood clots. In fact, throughout the COVID corona twilight zone, lots of people who took the, you know what, had blood clots develop. So get those collard greens in the pot, leave the pork out, and just cook up those collard greens and have fun with the food in a more natural state. So we're going to go to our next commercial break. When we come back, if you have any questions, please press 1 if you're in the Blog Talk Radio studio. Comments are welcome here on Facebook Live. And I'm just having so much fun with all this today because I realize that this is a topic that needs to be brought out, but we don't have to have, depression about it or sadness or anything, but we're just learning about the benefits or not. And how we need to really detach, move away from, let go of the connection between food and, as Kwame said, in just nutrients, nourishment from nature. Nutrients, nourishment from nature are everywhere. And that's what we're going to focus on in the next hour is the nutrients, nourishment from nature and how it affects our temple, body, blood, all of that. And as you heard, there's definitely something out of collard greens. and those chitlins, out, chitlins are out. Let's move on from the chitlins. That's disgusting. But they still sell it, so somebody's out there eating it. But let us move out on from that. All right, we're going to go to commercials now. And when we come back, we're going to have more information about from Dr. Nathaniel Jordan, who we call the Minister of Wellness, as well as a TED Talk about mindful eating that is so powerful for to raise our consciousness about our what our children really need these days. We'll be right back.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
I started out this morning when I did my joint rolling, sharing my meditation from my book, Meditations on the Mat. And it was about apati graha, which is non-hoarding or letting go. And I really felt led to share it with you because it really was a great intro for what we're talking about today. When we letting go of an empty vessel, when an empty vessel is presented to this society, to this world we live in, then grace comes in. That was the reading this morning. It was about a potter, how a potter, when a potter makes a vessel and it's empty inside, that's when grace comes in. And we fill that vessel with whatever is best for that vessel's beauty to come out or that vessel's strength to come out. And that's kind of where we are in our soul food journey. Is that our ancestors needed some of that food for, quote, comfort. They had very short lifespans, though. Most slaves lived to be, what, I think 36, 40 years old. I know my grandparents on my dad's side died when they were in their 30s. The type of food they were eating may have had something to do, but more than anything, I think it was the stress. And people eat soul food a lot of times because of the need for comfort food. There's nothing like, for some people, eating that sweet potato, those corn, the potato salad, the macaroni and cheese, the fried chicken, and all those great dishes that bring this satisfaction and increase of serotonin in the blood that makes people feel good. So we're going to let you have it right now with a message from, oh dear, I hope I didn't delete it. A message from the mindful, no, soul food. I might have deleted the wrong one. A message from Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel. Where did that go? Okay. I'm going to play in the meantime, Mindful Eating. That's the one I'll play for you. Mindful Eating is about the children. And that's the focus I want to really emphasize this morning, about changing the way our children eat and the difference. This is going to show you the difference it makes when we feed our children good food, healthy food. Watch this. It's about how a woman took her nephew and changed his diet, and the school was just shocked at the difference it made.
This morning, I would like to share with you what I've learned while my nephew was coming to stay with me during his sixth grade school year. My sister, a single mom, she enrolled into the Army. She wanted to have a better life for her son. Scott couldn't go with her to boot camp, so she asked if he could come stay with me, and I said, of course. Prior to Scott coming to stay with me, he was eating everything from fast food to TV dinners, and his favorite snack was in a bag with food coloring red, yellow, 5, and 6. And a habit like this, he was diagnosed with ADHD and was on medication.
Try this strange 10-second technique.
So we established a new routine. I made him a healthy breakfast. I packed his lunch almost every day, and we had a healthy, nutritious dinner. Everything was going well, and I get a call from the school. One of the teachers called me, and she was telling me that her and the other teachers would like to set up a meeting with me, and I had no idea why. I thought maybe Scott really did need his ADHD medication since he never came to my house with it. So I go to the school the day of the meeting, and I walk through the doorway, and I said to myself, oh, my God, I'm in big trouble. There was this big table, and there was the principal, the vice principal, and there was a set of teachers, Scott's teachers, and then when you're diagnosed with ADHD, you also have a special set of teachers, and there was a person from the school district. And on cue, the teacher who called me, she was like, Karen, don't worry, you're not in trouble, go ahead and have a seat. And I said, thank you very much, that's a big relief. So I sat there and I listened to the teachers tell me how pleased they are with him, that he is actually on the honor roll and straight A's in math. Let's get a little emotional. And he apparently is in the top 10% of the kids nationwide with the online math problem. I just sat there and I stared, and they were telling me, his math teacher was telling me how she was in awe of him. She would watch him multiply three numbers by three numbers without using scratch paper and arriving at the correct answer. And they asked the question, what did you do with him? And I said, you know, this was my first time taking care of a teenager, so I only did what my mom did with me and my sisters growing up, and that was, you know, eating healthy, nutritious food. And they were actually finding it hard to understand how he could be a C student at best, and then, you know, become an A student, straight A's in math. I thought to myself, if I can do this with a sixth grader, then I need to get out and talk to people. So my journey led me to the largest nutrition school for graduating class, powerful teachers who are the leading doctors, nutritionists, and authorities in nutrition and healthcare today. And I've learned over 100 different dietary theories, and a couple of them, you know, struck me, and I wanted to learn more, so I did a lot more research. Have you ever heard of checking the pH levels in your body? I know that I had to check the fish tank's pH, or the fish would die, right? I know that the soil's pH has to be checked, or the fruits and vegetables that you planted aren't going to grow properly. I also know the swimming pool's pH has to be checked. So why aren't we checking our pH? So the symbol of pH stands for the potential or power of hydrogen. So since the body is made up of water and hydrogen, there's 2/3 hydrogen atom and 1/3 oxygen that makes up water. Having a balanced pH is a profound effect on our bodies. As you can see, the lungs are 90% water, the blood is 82%, and the brain and bones, you know, they're all water. So how checking your pH is very, very important. Having a balanced pH, and you can check it by using litmus paper first thing in the morning, using it to check with urine or saliva, and you can also have a blood test from your health professional. Using the 80-20 rule by using having 80% of alkaline foods to 20% acidic foods on your plate is a great way to help you, you know, balance your pH. So, and this would be your 20%. So, which leads me to my next dietary theory, which is mindful eating. Mindful eating is eating with awareness. It's, you know, everyone kind of mindlessly stuffs their face with food in front of the TV, in front of the computer, while we're driving, or even, you know, while we're running out of the house. So there are many elements to mindful eating. Just pick one, and the next time you're eating, pick the second until you're completely conscious about what you're eating. So with sight, you know, really check out your food. Look at it. Does it have, you know, sun? Can you see the sunlight within your food? And then smell. You know, bring the food up to your mouth. Really smell it, the aroma of the food, the spices and the herbs. Our next is taste. So can you actually feel the saliva starting to produce in your mouth as you're getting ready to eat? So notice where the food is going on, which side of the mouth your food is going on. Pay attention to chewing. Chew 20 to 30 times while you're eating, almost to like an applesauce consistency. Your digestive system will have a better time breaking your food down. The next is being silent. So it's easy to just turn off your cell phones. You know, in the car, you can turn off the music. Also, when you're home, just turning off the television. Being silent is another element to mindful eating. So, and it's really easy just to be silent. If you're just too busy or too much stress, just, you know, sit silently. And our last and fifth is feel. Mindful eating is being aware of how the food is making you feel. So Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. I say, it's not about dieting, it's all about living. Thank you.
All right, I hope you got a lot out of that. The most important lesson I've learned over the last 35 plus years is that your pH is affected mostly by your emotions. For those of you who didn't hear this morning when I shared about talking to a surgeon while I was at the hospital, I asked her, what is it that you see when you open up a person's body, cutting through the skin and opening up a body? What is it spiritually? I used these words with this woman in that conversation. I said, what do you see spiritually when you open up a body? And her words surprised me. Basically, she said, I see energy, and the energy is different for everyone. So I'm like, okay, this is exactly what I pray that I would be given in this moment at this time, to talk with someone who has a skill to open up the body, see these rainbow colors. I remember having a nurse friend tell me, she worked in the operating room, and she said, it's the most beautiful sight when you see the inside of a body. It's all like rainbow colors. And the surgeon shared with me that they see energy of different, and it's all different from people. So that reminds me of the pH element, potential of hydrogen. If you don't get anything else, remember this. pH is affected mostly by your emotions. And I learned this powerful lesson having my sister stay with me for 9 months with breast cancer journey. We were trying to heal the breast cancer after her daughter was killed and hit by a car. And that 9-month journey in my house, it's like, why me? Why me? But I know why me, because that was the most powerful lesson I've ever learned about health and nutrition. And that is her emotions of grief, unforgiveness, and guilt is what caused that cancer to accelerate and eat up her breast. So that what this woman you just heard was talking about, yes, the diet is important to help the pH be alkaline. But I've learned over more than 35 plus years that you can have the most alkaline diet in the world. My sister was getting alkaline water from a store next to where I worked. They were giving her free gallons of alkaline water. We were juicing. We were eating raw vegetables, raw fruits, raw salads. That cancer still spread. And so at the end of that journey in 2005, where the number 3 showed up, I realized in that moment that it was all about her emotions. You can have the most alkaline diet. You could stop eating the soul food, and you could eat the soul food, and that soul food will not be as harmful if you have joy, peace, and love in your heart, and you're working that every day. You're living. If you're living joy, peace, happiness, forgiveness every day, you could probably eat a little soul food every week. I'm just saying. I wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't mind. I've had times when I had chocolate chip cookie at the hospital. It was hot from the oven, and I felt guilty for a while. But then the next morning, it didn't really give me achy joints. The sugar did not give me the achy joints because I had so much joy with my grandchildren. It was pure joy all day long and just talking with them. And then being the person I am, when my grandson, at 11 o'clock in the morning, my grandson, can I have some chips? Can I have a snack? I was like, yeah, I'm going to give you a snack, all right, a banana. And you're not getting any junk food today. I just let him have it. And then all day it was like that. And these were the most pleasant children on the planet, in my opinion. They had so much fun. They didn't want to get out of the pool. They were laughing. They were doing what grandma told them to do. I didn't get any back talk from them. All because I took away the junk food, the chemicals. As this woman saying, those chemicals are affecting the brain of our children, this junk food that they're eating. They can't get make. They're only C students when they're on the junk food and maybe have stress in the home. Again, the emotions are going to override everything that you do as far as pH balancing. So if those children have a stressful home, abuse in the home, verbal or physical abuse in the home, plus they're eating junk food, they're going to be in the detention hall every day maybe. But if there's love in the home, joy in the home, music in the home, how about lots of music, and they're getting a beautiful, healthy diet, they're going to be A-plus students in my opinion. So here's a strong opinion by Dr. Minister of Health Nathaniel Jordan on how soul food is death food. This is how strong his teaching is. He doesn't hold back anything because that's his job, that's his ministry. He talks about soul food as death food. And I'm a little bit more lenient on this part, but...
Tonight, to reverse type 2 diabetes, most people...
Greetings. I am the Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan, and in our Wellness Wednesday segment today, I'm going to destroy soul food. I'm going to destroy soul food. Soul food is death food. It is death food, and it is contributing to the incredible health disparities that we see within our communities. And we need to address this. We need to get rid of our food addiction, and we need to face the facts that we are self-destructing because of our food addiction. Now, just to give a little history of soul food, actually, in times past, it used to not be so bad, besides the meats that humans should not be eating, such as pork and catfish and so forth. But mainly, it used to be focused on a lot of vegetables. But now, fast forwarding 100 years in today's time, It has simply mutated into a monstrosity of saturated fats, sugar, diseased animals, and vegetables that have been boiled to death with no nutrients. We are what we eat. We are what we eat. We cannot escape it. So I want to break down some of the components of whole food. Again, it's been killing black folks since 1619, and it's high time that this slaughtering stops. High time that this slaughtering stops. And I have, for those of you all who want to stop killing yourselves and destroying the health of your own children, I encourage you to, once again, my YouTube channel, The Minister of Wellness, guess what I've done just for you? I got a 28-part free health seminar on my YouTube channel just for you. Yes, you watching, you who want to be lean, you who want to be healthy, you want to change, you want to get off the death train. And I have a 28-part series for free on my YouTube channel, The Minister of Wellness. And I also have some delicious alternatives to the death food on my Facebook page. I post Monday through Friday at The Minister of Wellness. So let's break down soul food. Let's talk about soul food for just a minute. Again, it's a term used for ethnic cuisine, food traditionally prepared and eaten by African Americans of the Southern United States. Many of the various dishes and ingredients included in soul food are also regional meals and comprise a part of other Southern U.S. cooking as well. The style of cooking originated during American slavery. African slaves were given only the leftovers and undesirable cuts of meat from their masters, while the white slave owners got the meatiest cuts of ham, roast, etc. And again, those were mainly the bad parts. Those were the bad parts. We grew a lot of our own food in a lot of parts during slavery. We grew a lot of our own fruits and vegetables. So on average, believe it or not, I know this is going to be a shocker to many of you all, but a lot of our ancestors were living incredibly long and healthy lives, even within the very evil institution of slavery. And again, from that, the combination of growing our own foods and taking the scraps of the leftover meats, soul food was born. But we're not living in that era anymore. This is 2019, and we need to evolve our diet to eat in a manner in which we can afford to eat. And now we can take the healthiest foods from around the world, and we can build the most powerful anti-cancer, anti-disease diet in the world. And that's a nutrient-dense, plant-rich diet, the Nutritarian diet that I've used to lose 100 pounds and reverse my heart disease, okay? And no, this foolishness about we're all going to die anyway, that's the type of ridiculous mentality that you're going to have, okay? That's insanity. That's a food zombie mentality. No, we are put on this earth to prosper and to be in good health, and you want to prosper and be in good health. And stop over-exaggerating and lying about what your grandma ate, because you weren't with her for every meal anyway, okay? And when your grandma and great-grandma was growing up, there were no overweight children. Half of all of our children are overweight and obese. All you got to do is walk in Walmart, and you can see the effects of this death style of eating and living is having upon us. It's only because we're addicted to this mess that we continue to come up with insane, illogical belief systems to support our food addiction. And that's why I have a 12-part series addressing food addiction. Join my team of success stories. Join my team. These pictures that you're seeing here, this is not unusual. This is not unusual. This is what is happening from people watching the free health seminar series that I have going on my YouTube channel, Facebook page, and I'm also on Instagram and Twitter also, The Minister of Wellness. Biscuits, okay, commonly served with disease-causing butter from cows raised in abominable, horrendous conditions, sugary jam, jelly, cane syrup, gravy, okay? Black-eyed peas are healthy, but then we cook them to death. Butter beans are healthy, but we cook those to death. Catfish, shouldn't be consuming catfish.
Okay? Catfish is not human food. Catfish are similar to a lion. A lion. We shouldn't eat lions. And you shouldn't be eating catfish. Those similar to each other. There's certain type of seafoods that we there's certain seafoods that are not edible for human beings, that were never edible, that were not created to be food for human beings. But in 2019, there's no seafood that's safe to eat because of water pollution. No safe level seafood to eat. Ah, well, but we don't eat anyway. Well, we got plenty of food to eat. We have plenty of healthy food to eat. It's just that the insane food zombie calls healthy food rabbit food. There's thousands of...
See this plastic tote right here? Well, I'm going to show you something right now.
Thousands of delicious recipes from nourishing, delicious food that we can eat. Chicken liver, that's insane. Why in the world would you eat the liver of a chicken? Chitlins, pig guts, that's insanity. Cancer-causing food. We're giving ourselves cancer. We're giving ourselves cancer. We're killing ourselves with death food. Chow. We overcook the collard greens and we throw the pig in there. Cornbread, loaded with sugar, crackling, fat back. Fried fish, fried ice cream. Fried ice cream? My goodness. Grits, ham hocks, you gotta be crazy to eat this stuff. Talking about we gonna die anyway, you gotta be crazy to eat this stuff. Every day that I have on this earth, I'm going to live my life to the fullest, to the best of my ability. I don't know the date or the time when I will be called away. But one thing I know is that I have a responsibility to do the best I can to maximize my life. I love saving people's lives. I love getting testimonials like this brother who messaged me the other day and said that my teachings helped him reverse diabetes in 3 weeks. I love testimonials from this sister who said that she has reversed her depression. I love it. I want to help you. I want to help you. I don't care. You can troll me and call me all the names you want, but I want you to be healthy. Hog malt, hog head cheese, hot sauce, macaroni and cheese, potent cancer-causing foods. So junk foods. World Health Organization already declared, told you years ago that processed meats cause cancer. American Heart Association will tell you that too much sugar causes heart disease. Diabetes comes from being overweight. Soul food. We're eating ourselves into sickness, obesity, sickness, and disease, and then we're destroying the brains of our children. That's what's sad. Soul food is causing the death of the brains of our children, learning disabilities, mood swings, temper tantrums, neck bones, pig feet. We eat every part of that pig, huh? Ribs. I did a video on ribs. Got cussed out and called every name of the sun. Ain't going to change the facts. It's not going to change the facts. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. Doesn't matter. What you put in your mouth either poisons you or heals your body. Either poisons you or heals your body. Rice full of arsenic, syrup, sweet potatoes, turnip greens. And again, we overcook and then we load it with salt, which contributes to high blood pressure. It's time to end this madness. We have brothers and sisters who are trying to give our people better options, trying to give all people better options. We have much healthier vegan soul food restaurants that we need to support. We have black cooks and chefs that are willing to take our favorite comfort foods and make them plant-based and much healthier. It's high time that we support them. It's high time for a health revolution. Who's with me? Who's with me on that? Time for a health revolution in America, in the world, and especially within Black America. Again, my YouTube channel family, The Minister
of Wellness. You can find me on YouTube at The Minister of Wellness. That's where my channel is. I'm pumping out health seminar after health seminar.
Okay. That was a pretty powerful message by the Minister of Wellness, Nathaniel Jordan. Powerful message. Really, really powerful. And the most important, I think, for me is we're destroying the brains of our children with all these chemicals and dead foods. And I realized that the clip I played earlier where she changed a teenager's diet and he went from a C student to an A student. And I see it in my own grandchildren, how just changing, taking out the junk food, the chips, the Doritos, the Pringles. Oh, my goodness. When you take out these crappy foods with all the chemicals, their brain opens up and changes and starts to work like it was intended to work. So for the sake of the children alone, it's time, like Minister Jordan said, it's time to make a change, brothers and sisters, and really watch out. If we want a better society, better behavior, I would even think some of these mass shootings might be because they're eating too much junk food. Who knows? But again, the emotions are the biggest factor that will change the pH in the body. If you watch your pH, and that's the emotions are going to overrule any diet you have. They overrule any diet you have. If you're in depression, grief, unforgiveness, guilt, pH is going to be negative or acid. I don't care what you're eating. My sister proved that to me. And if you change the diet and watch your emotions, you're going to fly high. You're going to be flying high, doing all these things that you've ever wanted to do. You're going to be more creative, more energetic, all of that. When you keep a high frequency of love, forgiveness, gratitude, and more gratitude, and let go, aparigraha, let go of the fear, the worry, and the doubt. We're flying high. So we're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, welcome your questions and your comments. And we're going to do some meditation to help us let go of these food addictions and more. And maybe even do some tapping. If you're addicted to some foods and you want to do some EFT, emotional freedom techniques, I'm here for you. Welcome. And we can do this. We can have victory over these things that have bound us, whether you're addicted to food or anything else, sex, drugs, whatever. Let's get let go today. Aparigraha is the meditation this morning showed me. Let's empty the vessel of the addictions and the problems we've been holding, and let's let grace and love fill the vessel today. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out?
Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Much for joining me this morning. We're sending out a happy Earth Day greeting to Mama AZ out there in Arizona. I'm not sure where she is. She's been on the move. They can't keep her down. But we love you, Mama AZ, wishing you a beautiful day, a beautiful rest of the year, life, whatever time we have on this planet. We pray that you'll be blessed and strengthened on your journey that you're on. She's on a powerful journey to wake people up and to bring love to everyone she meets. And she's been really, from what last time I heard, she's been meeting, as usual, some amazing people. And that's what happens when you forgive yourself and start oozing out love and beauty to all you meet, because then you attract the most amazing people. So we love you, Mama AZ. Have a wonderful day if we don't hear from you today. And I want to just send this prayer, play this prayer for Mama AZ this morning, that she might truly live this prayer. And may all of us join with her today.
Yes.
Send out the peace that this to our mind. This prayer helps us stay in touch with the soul journey, I believe. So, Mama AZ, this is for you. We love you.
God, grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, courage to change all I can, and the wisdom, yes, the wisdom, the wisdom to know the difference. God, grant me the serenity to accept, yeah, the things I cannot change, the courage to change all I can, and the wisdom, yes, the wisdom, the wisdom to know the difference.
Serenity, courage,
Rising, my sister, that song, that prayer brought tears to my eyes. Do you have tears in your eyes?
Can you hear me, Dr. V?
Yes, I can.
I do. I really do.
I could feel your tears. The tears just start flowing. We are so connected.
I'm serious, Dr. V. Brother Kwame, Brother Kofi, hey. I just like no, she didn't go there. Take a trip.
Yeah.
As my dad would say, what you say, my boy, you know. It's like I was just saying, okay, I'm home now, back into my apartment, and it's been a very, very interesting journey, and I was saying to my body, you know, do you really want to continue, or, you know, and I don't know. I want to know why. I want to know why I chose this particular journey. That is what I'm deciding now. Why? Been a really amazing, interesting time that I've had on this planet. I just want to know why I chose this. That's where I am now, Dr. V. I want to know why.
Well, from a personal point of view, you have just taught so many of us how to handle this life when things are rough. You know, you've been an inspiration to me to stop crying about the little things and just toughen up and take the Alka-Seltzer Plus if you need it and just keep moving. So, you know, you're the answer, in my opinion, is that you have touched a lot of people and inspired a lot of people to get strong, to be strong. And this, because this journey is not always easy. We all know I'm 67. So what is this, 70 for you? How many years?
It is. I've been on the planet for 70 years, and now I'm at a point like, okay, how do I get through this point? I mean, this time, you know, with things that I'm dealing with, my mobility issues and body issues, and I'm like, dang, I gotta reroute. I gotta figure out how to reroute. I gotta, you know, my situation, and just continue, because I now know I really, really love being with Mother Earth. I was blessed with going to Mount Lemmon. For those who do not know anything about Mount Lemmon in Tucson, Arizona, look it up. Oh my God, it was such a gift that Holly, my sister, my Baha'i sister, had a gate open that she could come and get me and take me. And we had ceremony, family, there at Mount Lemmon. And as usual, there were the big godfathers, the thunder beings, two big two thunder beings, 100 pounds. That's it. I'm serious. But there were somebody that was called to be there for those godfathers to be lifted up in the car, to be taken back to Devon Gables, the facility that I resided in. But anyway, that's another story. I'm getting clarity as to what I want to do for the rest of my life, even though I may have these challenges. When I can't get those godfathers where they need to be, I've never seen anything like it, and meaning the sitting people, the mineral people. And when they're big, I call them godfathers. When they're more than 100 pounds, they're godfathers, okay? The stones.
So you're talking stones or rocks, right?
Yes. And I see it happening more and more. They send people to lift them up for me until I can do it myself, to get them where they need to go. And I'm just grateful for all of this, you know, and I'll get through this. And thank you, Brother Kwame, for being one of the most grounding people in my life. I know my mother opened up Sister Devorah's heart and had her to bring you, Brother Kwame, to Camp Arizona in North Carolina. I know this. And the rest is history, family. Brother Kwame has helped me to stay duct taped or bungee to the planet and just kept me here with overstanding and understanding 99% of my journey and why. But right now, I'm really trying to figure out why. So thank us.
And you know, this show is dedicated to you because you have had a long journey with your attachment to food, and especially milk. I know you and I talked about you couldn't stop drinking that milk for a long time.
Oh, Dr. V, wait a minute. I use it to soak my feet. my body has gotten to a point that it says you can't handle this. It tastes terrible. It makes me sick. So 10%. 90% of that is gone. I'm not BSing you by the freeway because it doesn't taste good anymore.
Well, and Nathaniel Jordan, the minister of wellness, I believe, he would promote nut milk for you if someone could prepare almond milk, Brazil nut milk, any kind of nut milk. That is the better alternative. But we know this history, this addiction we've had to soul food has been for comfort. It's been very comforting. Mm-hmm. You know, when my mother used to clean the chitlin bucket, oh my goodness, the worst smell in the world. But once those chitlins were cleaned and cooked in the pressure cooker, and we had some coleslaw, and what did we have? Some caught catfish maybe, and all the collard greens, all of that was comforting, especially when I had an alcoholic mother in the house. You know, I loved that food. It tasted so good, and the seasoning was perfect, and the gumbo and all that. It was comforting because I was in a low-frequency environment with an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
I was in sadness a lot of the time. So whatever my mother prepared tasted good because food will soothe us if it's seasoned right and if it brings that cultural touch to it that reminds us of our beautiful ancestors and the creativity they had and all that along with. But now when you heal your emotions, you, like you said, you don't even, that food tastes horrible. You wouldn't even think about putting that in your body. Because the emotions of forgiveness and love and peace and joy are so high that putting that stuff even on your tongue makes you come like, whoa, what is this? What is this strange chemical going in my body? Versus almond. I make almond milk a lot. I put dates in it. I put cinnamon in it. I put macadamia. I soak the nuts overnight, or I do a shock with boiled water and peel them. And I put salt in them, vanilla, and lots of dates. I love lots of dates. And that tastes energizing to me. Versus
I'm gonna try
dead collard greens, and I don't even eat dead animals other than fish now and then. I do still eat occasional sardines and when I'm in the mood, but for the most part, my diet is so live that just tasting anything that's not like we had. My son ordered pizza for the kids last night because they deserved it. They were so good all day, swimming in the pool for hours and hours.
I went swimming yesterday at Chew's and got on the hydrotherapy bed, and they gave me a free treat at Chew's.
Wow.
and I got in the whirlpool, and it was the most amazing. That's probably why my legs are swollen, because I went crazy in the water. I forgot I was in this body, but it's all good. So, and I'm going to try some almond milk. I'm going to call a Safeway and see if they got some almond milk. I'm going to try that, you know. So, thank us.
And letting go of your addictions, our addictions to food and emotions and, you know, resentment, victim, and especially coming out of the victim mind and in being empowered, that's what's going to change your pH in your body, because your pH is the acid level when your emotions are low frequency. Once you free and heal your addictions, then the pH will change, start feeding your body more live foods. The pH will change, and then that's what's going to heal the body.
Well, my dad drilled me so much, because my mom, she couldn't get up and cook because she was drunk. And my dad would wake me up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the new day to fix his lunch for him to go to work. And he would drill me, and I hated him for that. I didn't want to cook for him. And so that banned me from being a cook. So all the husbands I had, they all were cooks in the military. And I loved it, because I didn't have to learn how to cook. They cooked. So I'm grateful that I wasn't a cook, a connoisseur of food, because then I really be in trouble. So that's something that I'm grateful for. I didn't learn how to cook. Don't want to learn how to cook. Not interested in cooking. If you want food, you cook it.
And these days, you don't want a man who cooks. You want a man who can prepare healthy living food. I got a Vitamix. If any man comes into my life, he gonna know how to use that Vitamix for every, just about 90% of what I eat comes from that Vitamix. So that's what.
Wow.
And eating water, making tea. Those are my two most important cooking appliances. Something to heat the water with, and my Vitamix. And then every now and then a chopper to chop food up. But yeah, you don't need a man to cook all that food. But that at our age, serious? No. That would be comfort and the addiction, promoting your addiction. Yes. We don't need that.
No, not at all. So I'm at least grateful for that. So
yeah.
Dr. V, thank you all for just being on the planet with me. And I want to give thanks to my mom, Maddie Cunningham Paris, for allowing me to come through her gate, no matter what her issues, circumstances are. And get ready, Dr. V, because at Mount Lemmon, at the ceremony that Holly and I had with the little ones, they didn't want those little children to say anything to us, but they couldn't help it. The children, they had to take notice at the ceremony. And when Holly drummed and prayed, those children got in a circle And they gave her all a standing ovation with hand claps. It just...
Wow, that's beautiful.
Their teachers didn't want them to say anything or do anything. They let their spirits soar, and they gathered and they clapped Holly's heart. They clapped for her heart and her drumming. I never seen anything like that. And it just shows me how these children, these little ones, when they're out in nature, how receptive they can be, no matter what these human grown-ups try to do or whatever, yeah. The real deal comes out. Do you hear me now?
I thank us,
and I met some amazing, amazing people up on Mount Lemmon, and they will be a part of your show. They agreed. I'll tell you about it later. Thank us.
Let us do at least a minute of breathing to end this beautiful time together. Thank us, United Spirits, Earth, my body. Let's just take a few minutes breathing in and out together, looking at the truth that we've
learned. Earth, my body, water, my blood. Hear my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood. Hear my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth. I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me. She likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth. I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me. She likes to hold me.
And may you keep up that breath work all day long as we say goodbye to our global family and thank you. Everybody have a beautiful day. Don't celebrate.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, merci. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.